It takes a certain kind of person to become an ultra runner. These are people who are willing to push their bodies and their minds to the limits. Jim Walmsley is Ultra Running Magazine's 2016 and 2017 Ultra Runner of the Year. His regular training route is up and down the Grand Canyon. Next month, he's lending some star running power to Scottsdale's Beat the Heat race, which is scheduled to take place in the afternoon on the day recorded as the hottest ever in Phoenix history. I sat down with Walmsley recently to talk more about that and what motivates him to do this extreme sport.
So an ultra runner is kind of defined as just a distance further than a marathon, and typically it'll start around 50K, which is about 31 miles, and the furthest I've done is 105 miles, and they'll get into multi-day, and then it starts getting a little gray area between through hiking and ultra running. There's kind of a blur of maybe when you'd start through hiking or yeah, it just gets into multiple days and there's no stop to it, I guess.
And a lot of these are not sort of traditional marathon type races. These are like trail races and stuff, right?
Yeah, typically it's pretty popular to hold ultra marathons on trails, mountains, try to make things a little more difficult. You run through the day during the heat. There's kind of no excuses, and time is probably a little less important than you would consider on a track or in a road marathon, per se.
Right. Okay. So how is it that you decided to become an ultra runner? How did you take off on this path?
I ran in high school at Horizon High School here in the Valley. And then after college, I ended up being stationed out in Malmstrom Air Force Base and kind of was after my running days, but started getting into trail running. And trail running is a sport where they kind of put the biggest emphasis on the longest distance at the event. So they'll a lot of times hold different distances. And like most people, I started kind of at the smaller distances, but I'm also a pretty competitive person. So I started looking at the further and further distances, and it's kind of a slippery slope into 100-mile races, I guess.
100-mile races. Can you describe that for us? Like, tell us about your first 100-mile race. Like, what was that like?
So I guess my first 100-mile race is kind of infamous. I ran the Western States 100, which is out in California in June, and it was going really great. Ran record pace through 93 miles and ended up blowing past a turn and kind of went a few miles off, and kind of my self-esteem kind of deflated from there. But, I mean, it's everything. They kind of summarize it as it's living a whole life in a day, and you get all these highs and lows, and you see friends, and then you're out by yourself, and you feel like you're just out in the middle of nowhere. And it's just an experience. It's wonderful.
So a 100-mile race, how long does that take you?
I've been shooting for around 15 hours at this race, but it really depends on the terrain. Mm-hmm. So last year I did the 105-mile race around Mount Blanc, and that one took me about 20 hours, but that's a pretty quick time. A lot of times these races will take over 24 hours. Some will take up to 2 or 3 days sometimes.
Wow. So describe for us how it is that you survive that long while you're running, like you're eating, you're drinking as you go?
Yeah, it's kind of jokingly, it's an eating contest combined with running. So you got to be able to balance the two. And so I eat mostly gels and hydration mixes while I'm doing it. When you get into longer and longer stuff, you kind of have to start settling your hunger side. So you might have some sort of bar, or some people even have up to pizza or hummus and avocado on a pita, some more real food to kind of satisfy that. But I typically stick to gels and like a electrolyte mixture.
All right. And next month here in Scottsdale, you're going to be running what is supposed to be the hottest race on earth. Tell us about this.
Yeah. So it's called Beat the Heat 10K. It's going to be held on June 16th. It's going to be held during the middle of the day, and on record, that's the hottest day ever recorded in Phoenix at 122 degrees. And it's supposed to really challenge you physically with dealing with the heat of Phoenix. It takes good adaptation to be able to push through that heat, but it's going to be a real big challenge dealing with those conditions.
Okay, so this race in particular, but all of this, I'm sure to some people, sounds just like torturous, right? Like, so you have to describe for us how it is that you put yourself through this and why. Like, what is your motivation?
Yeah, it's really, I guess, kind of type two fun, because there's definitely, especially in some of the longer races, there's some real low moments and everybody out there questions it, but it's a really challenging way to push yourself to see kind of what you're made of in those moments. And then I really enjoy the process training for the races. I love the day-to-day. I love going out for the trails. My favorite place to train is the Grand Canyon. It's not too far from Flagstaff, but yeah, one of my main loops is kind of down to the river, back up and back to where I started. And you can get all sorts of fun stories just out of a 20-mile loop like that.
What are some of your favorites?
Well, I like... I've made friends with some of the mule guys down there. So my favorite guy is Josiah, and I always give him a fist bump. But, I mean, what you see at the, like, towards down in the canyon is just amazing because people take strollers. You see flip-flops miles from the rim.
You're, like, a regular in the Grand Canyon. Like, this is, like, most people take this as, like, a big excursion.
Yeah.
But this is, like, your training, your normal training.
Yeah, sometimes the funniest parts are, like, people that might be there for the first time and a little skeptical of the cliffs and exposure there. So, my level of comfort might be a little more than theirs, so...
You're a little close to the edge for them?
A little bit, yeah.
All right, well, good luck on the race coming up.
Yeah, thanks so much.
All right, that's Jim Walmsley, the Ultra Runner of the Year for 2016 and 2017. Jim, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.